This is Fresh Air. Pop singer and jazz pianist Nat King Cole was born 100 years ago. His centenary this year has prompted numerous tribute albums and now a big reissue of his early recordings. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has the details.
We'll call it spots, I know them, where music is really low down. And just for fun, we'll show them how we can go to town. I love to circulate when you my heavy babe. So come on, honey, don't make me wait. Let's do new things.
Nat King Cole in 1940. Later in his career as one of the great 20th century pop singers, publicists sold the idea that the pianist had only reluctantly backed into singing. See, for example, a short biopic where he plays himself, the Nat King Cole musical story, which you can find online. To be sure, he was a formidable pianist who'd come up in Earl Hines's Chicago. Early on, and sometimes later, he could catch Hines's blend of antic action and pinpoint timing. Here's Cole on his first record date, Chicago, 1936. Nat Cole's career didn't really get going till a couple of years later, after he'd moved to Los Angeles. He formed a trio with guitarist Oscar Moore and bassist Wesley Prince, the band that put Cole over and where he sang from the first. Harmony vocals were as central to the trio's act as the hot instrumental work, which very much included Oscar Moore's guitar solos.
Now you really got the ways and means. It's good from North Dakota to New Orleans. If you want to get back to your team, let's get happy tonight. La la la, do da do da do da do da. Ra do la do de, ra do la do de, ra do do la de.
Nat King Cole Trio in 1939, before Oscar Moore switched to electric guitar. This music's from a 7-CD roundup of stuff Cole recorded before signing with Capitol Records, where he became a star. It's called Hittin' the Ramp, the early years, 1936 to 1943, from the Resonance label. Almost all the music is by the Cole Trio, but there are a couple of small groups with top tenor saxophonists, Lester Young or this one, Dexter Gordon. Most of the trio music in the box Hittin' the Ramp comes from so-called transcription recordings, which were made for radio stations, short performances broadcasters used to plug holes in programming. For the musicians involved, squeezing all the action into less than 3 minutes was good training for making pop records, and it encouraged springy solos. Thank you. trio fit Nat King Cole like a tux. Oscar Moore's rhythm was so solid, they didn't need a drummer. Over the years, the piano-guitar-bass lineup was copied by, among others, Art Tatum, Oscar Peterson, Ahmad Jamal, and singing pianist Diana Krall. Its influence went further. Pianist Errol Garner's left hand could mimic strummed guitar under his right-hand block chords, like he wanted to be Oscar Moore and Nat Cole at the same time. You can hear Garner's style coming in Cole's 1939 You're My Life. By the time the Nat Cole Trio began knocking out hits for Capitol late in 1943, they were ready to break through. They'd been polishing their repertoire on gigs and radio shows during a long hiatus in recording, owing to a standoff between the musicians' union and the record companies. That's when the trio honed favorites like Straighten Up and Fly Right and Sweet Lorraine. Once Cole became a singing star, he moved away from the piano. He'd get back to it sometimes, if not often enough for jazz fans. Fair enough. He sure could sing, though.
Now I've just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo toy. When I met my sweet Lorraine, a pair of eyes that are bluer than the summer sky. When you see them, you realize why I love my sweet Lorraine.
Now when it's rain, Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and The Audio Beat. He reviewed Nat King Cole, Hintin' the Ramp, The Early Years, 1936 to 1943, a 7-CD reissue of his early recordings.